Stay with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sulis. Interested in learning new skills online at a pace that suits you? Visit ecollege.ie to apply for one of our free online courses.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, I know lots of you will be hoping to buy local this Christmas, and I have two guests with me in the studio now who've put together an Irish Christmas gift guide to help you do just that. DJ and broadcaster Thomas Cross, also known as Crossy, freelance journalist, beauty editor and podcaster Aisling Keenan. You're both very welcome. Thank you for coming in today. So you have some great ideas for us. Aisling, you have some treats, the type of things that we love getting these for Christmas, the stuff that you don't buy for yourself, people wouldn't buy, just go out and buy for themselves. This is what you're saying they should get for Christmas.
Exactly.
Where are you going to start?
Well, I just think sometimes we don't buy these things for ourselves because we're at risk of being judged for having notions or, you know, for treating ourselves a little bit too well around Christmas. And particularly with everyone, we're all pressed for cash. You're probably not going to go out and buy yourself a really fancy candle. Like that's, you might want one in your home. You might want one for your hallway. You might want one that smells like Christmas. You're not probably going to spend it for, buy it for yourself. So that's a really good place to start. And in Ireland, we do candles really well. So there's loads of companies at the minute that have some. So there's one called Somal. And they have two gorgeous Christmas themed ones. One's called Nullig and one is called Orange and Clove. They're about 33 quid. So it's, again, it's a bit of a spend, but it's something that will last, something that's really nice.
A luxurious treat item.
Yeah, that's quite Christmas specific. And then there's a company called D8 Design Co. and they do the most beautiful candles. And the great thing about them is as well, they're refillable. So you're kind of having that kind of sustainability mindfulness going on as well. They have one that I love called The West, which kind of reminds me of being in the Gaeltacht. Like, it just smells like Connemara. It's beautiful. And they also have, they can personalise them for you as well. So if it's someone's wedding coming up or someone's first Christmas with their child or whatever the special occasion is, you can personalise it. And there's a brand called Laura Luna. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. But they have ones called Scandals. And they say things like Jesus, Mary and Joseph on the candle. Or they say things like, you know, just really, really funny, kind of cheeky things.
I'm looking at one here. Thanks, ma'am, for having me.
Thanks, ma'am, for having me. That's another good one.
And they're from €24.
Yeah.
And all of these are available online. Can you order them all online?
You can get them all online.
Okay,
exactly,
so that's Laura Luna.
Yeah.
And fancy hand cream. I love a bit of fancy hand cream. But again, you just don't buy it for yourself.
You don't buy it for yourself. And that's something that, like, I'm really into, you know, having that little bit of self-care, having, like, lighting a candle, having a fancy hand cream, having a bit of a sensory experience. Irish companies do them really, really well. So there's a company called Oxmantown that it's based in Dublin, actually, and they make beautiful skincare products, but they have this gorgeous lemongrass hand cream that I love, and it's €24. And again, you know, you could go into your Boots or whatever and get one for €2 or €3, but if you're buying a gift and you want to get, buy local, buy Irish, support a really small business, get something handmade. It's a beautiful option. Likewise, Dublin Herbalists have a beautiful enriching hand cream that's only £9.95, which is really actually cost effective. And then Kinvara are another brand that have lovely, they have like an Omega hand cream that's beautiful, especially this time of year when hands can get chapped and dry and stuff like that. And Max Benjamin, they actually cover both candles and hand cream, but they've beautiful hand creams from 15 quid as well.
Okay, so you can cover a lot of bases there with them. Now, you want Crossy to buy somebody a picture of some Suda cream, which is,
I think,
nice.
This is amazing. All right, one got sent to me a while ago and I put it on the back of my head. I was like, this is a great gift. We all know the brands Tato, 7-Up, we're talking old school 7-Up, old school Lucozade, Orla Walsh Art, and she's Orla Walsh Artist on Instagram. They're beautiful posters, they're beautiful prints, they come from €38, and it's nice. Like, it's not that you're having a packet of crisps on your wall, it's really nicely done. And I have it now, as soon as I walk into my house, every time I walk in, someone goes, is that a packet of, and then they look at it and they're going, wow, it's actually painted on. And it's really, really nice. She has a collection of things that will bring you down memory lane.
A nostalgia hit.
Yes.
Who doesn't
love
that? Another one you've picked is Sully and Juno. This is an Irish clothing brand. And what do you like about this one?
It's, so they're Ireland's only sensory friendly design house, and the beautiful, beautiful designs for children with autism, and they've also Askelga on it as well, so it adds to it as well. They're two girls, they met each other in the front of a school, and they've designed this beautiful, beautiful jumpers, and if you check them out on Instagram, you'll be able to see them. They're
Sully,
so good.
Sully and Juno. I really liked this one. This is Sinead Grace Design. You'll find Sinead on Instagram. So these are greeting cards, but she's used pub fronts on the front of the cards.
Anyone who knows me, I love a good pub, and I love a proper good Irish pub. You know, you go in and get it snug and all that. And she has so many designs of Irish pubs right across Dublin, and I got lost in it yesterday just having a look. Going, oh, I've been there. Oh, I want to go there. And I think they're nice just to have. And even, you know, if you don't have them as cards, put them into a frame as well, mm-hmm. and hang them up. So it means that you're not throwing it out and you're keeping it afterwards.
So Christmas cards and lots of other prints as
Yes, and lots of other prints as well.
Okay, so that's Sinead Grace design. Aisling, I think this next one is great because toys, presents for children, if you're buying for your niece or your nephew,
yeah.
the temptation is to go in and buy some more plastic.
Yes.
Parents don't want plastic, trying to get it out of the playroom. You have experiences to tell us about.
This is it. So you don't want, you know, when you're buying a gift for little kids, you don't want their parents to open it and go, oh my God, where am I going to put that? Or she has too many clothes, or he has too many of this and that and the other. And like, let's be honest, as little plastic in the home as we can manage is always a good thing, you know. So yes, experiences. And I find, okay, look, the child is probably not going to be delighted to open up a ticket to something or a gift card or whatever, but if they have something to look forward to, the concept of having something to look forward to can be nice. So one of the things that I've done this year for a couple of the kind of small people in my life, I have adopted them an animal from Dublin Zoo. So you can adopt penguins or, you know, yeah, you can adopt all these little cute animals. It's adorable. And what you get then, you get sent, like, so I got them sent to me and I will give them then on Christmas Day. You get a little pack, a little adoption pack with a certificate and a car sticker and a key ring and a pen and like information about your penguin. It's absolutely adorable. And the idea then that they can, you know, you could potentially pair this with a ticket for the family to go to the zoo and visit the animal, or, you know, so you can kind of make it an experience, a day out for the family, as well as having the little adoption pack. And then the lovely thing obviously about that is the money goes then to help the conservation of the animals in Dublin Zoo, which is always a nice thing.
Great idea. And then the ticket to a show. I mean, it's very simple.
That's a simple one, yeah.
That's a great idea.
Brilliant idea. Whether it's a panto or whether it's like Beauty and the Beast is on at the moment at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre. The Jungle Book is coming in January to the Gaiety. I think it's actually on at the moment as well. Mother Goose then next March. And the Kaleidoscope Festival. Like, there's so many things that are child appropriate that are brilliant that are happening like in kind of the first few months of next year, mm-hmm. which would be lovely to buy tickets
and
for.
And if you offer to bring them and look after them, then that gives the parents
even
a
bigger
break.
Bonus. Yes.
You know, I'm all
yes.
for that. We're going to Wicklow next for the Eco Set.
This is brilliant, all right. So I've started to swim quite a bit and I want, you know, a bottle of water that, you know, I can have all the time, reusable water glasses. They've also got themselves wine glasses that are reusable. And you can kind of see the trend that I'm going down as well. The tumblers are fantastic. They're from Wicklow. They're great people. Go have a look at it. And it means that when you're going for picnics in the spring, and when you're looking outside now and it's freezing cold outside, that next year you will be sorted for your picnic with your picnic reusable glasses.
And these are lasters, aren't they?
Yes.
They're very solid and they're good and they look lovely.
And gorgeous colours as well. I saw one earlier on. It was a nice real dark blue colour as well.
So that's the ecoset.com.
That's it.
Now, what about people who are into swimming like yourself? You have this is a fairly niche gift, but if you have somebody who's into sea swimming, it's perfect.
I've already dropped the hints at home, by the way, for this,
I
okay?
Yeah.
Currentclock.ie. So you probably don't know, think, like if you don't swim as much in the sea, you don't understand that like the water goes in and out all the time. And sometimes you go down and all of a sudden the water is nearly over at Howth. If you're at Sea Point, you're like, all right, then I'm out of here. I'm gone. That's going to get rid of all that now because this clock will tell you when you've got high tides or when you've got low tides or when it's okay to, you know, when you just want to go up to your waist and not, you know, go mm-hmm. the full way in. It's a fantastic idea. There's 65 quid for these clocks. And I think if you've got someone who's even, you know, will go swimming once every 2 months, it's a nice thing to have on your wall. So at least, you know.
Would you be swimming in the sea now in this weather?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
I'm going this Sunday. It makes you feel a bit skinny. It kind of holds in your body, you know, the cold. Yeah.
You see, I know that you feel great afterwards. It's the getting to the afterwards that's the problem.
Someone told me before, if you get water and put it on your hand and then rub it on your neck, it will make it easier for you to go in.
Yeah, no,
I don't know if that's an urban myth.
I'm not buying it.
Sorry.
The other thing that you want then, this is a gift guide, but these are the things that Crossy wants, is a salt rope. You want a salt rope as well, do you?
Do you know what? Salt ropes are incredible. They're Irish made as well, made from recyclable material. They're a dry rope, but they're Irish. You've often seen them no matter where you go around Ireland. You'll see loads of people with them. And I know some people go, oh, why would you be wearing one of them? When you get out of the water, you want to be dry ASAP. and you don't want to be changed and everyone looking at you and all that, this is nice and it will cover you and you can run into your car and drive home.
Saltrobe. Okay, so we can look that up and find it. That's an Irish website.
Yes, that's it, yeah.
All right, Aisling, yeah. Buying for parents, buying for mammy and daddy.
Yes, that's always a challenge. And I feel like when your parents get to a certain point in their lives, you've bought them all the gifts. You've bought them, they have a watch, they have a wallet, they have a handbag, they have all the clothes they could ever want. So I am always stumped with what to get my parents. And one of the things that I am doing for my parents this year, I hope they're not listening, they probably are, is I've got them framed photos of them with my daughter or them together, or, you know, nice kind of sentimental things that they can put at home.
Can they just pretend they didn't hear that now?
They'll have to. They will, yes, yeah. They'll have to, unfortunately. And the place I went, I've used them for the last couple of years, actually. They're called photostore.ie, so an Irish business. And they do 12 by 10 prints in frames, which is important because you don't want the faff of having to get the print and then get the frame and then do the whole, you know, so you kind of just want somebody to do it for you for 25 quid, which is really, really great value. Another thing I would suggest for my parents, or for, you know, any parent, would be a charity donation, because, you know, that's something that's, there are so many charities in need, particularly now with everyone tightening their belts. And that's something that a parent, they don't necessarily want more stuff. You know, sometimes they just want something that's a gesture, something that's thoughtful, something that's nice, something that gives back. So there are plenty of places that you can buy specific kind of Christmas themed gifts that you can give. So Barnardo's do Gifts for Good, and you can start at like 18 quid and go up to about 100. Makeawish.ie, they create like a donation cert for you as kind of proof that you've made the donation in the person's name. And then the Giving Tree, for the Esophageal Cancer Fund, you can gift someone a bauble that lights up the Giving Tree, basically. So that's always.
And there are lots of other charities. There's just a few examples, but pick one that maybe means something to the person you're buying for. Now, I'm looking at photographs of dogs in Aran sweaters, Crossy. This is another one of your ideas.
This is so good. Snuggy Modra, it's called. If you have a dog at home and you're looking outside and it's freezing cold, these are beautiful woolen jumpers that you can have for your dog, big and small. They've also got them for kids as well. So if you got a kid and you got a dog, and it's called Snuggy Bob Ogan. Bob Ogan Irish is it's baby. So Snuggy Modra and Snuggy Bob Ogan. So you're sorting out two presents in one. They're absolutely beautiful looking, and the dog pictures that they have on their website as well, everybody, is worth a watch to look.
They are. I see they don't have sleeves though. Well, you can't really have sleeves on a dog, can you?
My dog would not accept sleeves. No, I tell you that.
Absolutely not.
They need to be able to bend their elbows. Are they elbows if they're on a dog?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Do dogs knees? Have elbows? Are they all
the
knees?
Things to think about later on today? Do they have it? There's one more actually. It's called Dog Dry. So this is basically the dry robe for your dog. Okay. So if you're bringing your dog for a swim in the sea, you know when they come out and they're running all around the place and destroy the house, throw one of these on the dogs and they'll be fine.
Great idea. Thank you so much, both of you, for bringing us those lists. Aisling and Crossy, we'll take a quick break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.